Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: how can a person sleep be improved after a traumatic brain injury? Answer: sleep is fascinating. Sleep is very rejuvenating and restorative, and therefore very much part of the healing process after a traumatic brain injury. So we will look at sleep improvement in the various settings a patient is often in after traumatic brain injury. For the moderate and severe brain injury levels, a patient is often in the intensive care unit. Here, even a patient without a traumatic brain injury will have a difficult time sleeping, as a patient is monitored very frequently due to the urgency and emergency of the care needed when a patient's in the intensive care unit. Oftentimes there are no windows in an ICU, so one does not have the night and day type of interaction with the world that someone going to work or going to school every day has. There's lots of beeping that goes on in the ICU from the various machines. In addition, a patient's vital signs such as blood pressure and heart rate and oxygen rate is taken very frequently. And there's not a lot of privacy in an ICU. In a certain sense, it's fairly open so that the patient is monitored very closely. Oftentimes, a patient in an ICU has a nurse who's only watching over one or two patients at a time because of this intensity of care. Therefore, in the ICU, it's very challenging to have a good night's sleep. But as a patient moves along the recovery pathway, hopefully, eventually they will reach an acute rehabilitation hospital. Once they reach the rehabilitation hospital, a patient is not woken up as much at night. A patient will likely have a window in the room. A patient will also have therapy during the day. So all these things help to contribute to better sleep. When a person is moving and working and exercising throughout the day and can see the daylight throughout the day, it helps their brain learn there is a day and there is a night. And with the increased effort through exercise and therapies during the day, generally a patient is more tired at night and can help fall asleep a little bit easier. Just like someone who has not had a brain injury or any injury who is active during the day generally tends to be able to fall asleep at night. As a person who may have a mild brain injury, also known as a concussion, these patients are often not hospitalized, but sleep can still be impaired. One may sleep longer than normal. One may not sleep as long. And there are various ways to help with improving sleep, both in an acute rehabilitation hospital or once at home. And now we will discuss some of these ways. First off, one must focus on good sleep hygiene. This really applies to any person, whether they have had a brain injury or not. One must go to sleep at about the same time every night. And one should wake up at about the same time every morning. A lot of people fall into that trap of it's the weekend. One doesn't have to get up as early to get to work or school. So oftentimes we'll stay up a little later and wake up a little later, which then leads to that Monday morning fatigue where it's hard to fall asleep at the weekday time on a Sunday night. A patient should limit the amount of caffeine they drink after 12 to 2 o'clock p.m. One doesn't want caffeine to keep them up late at night. Also, lots of people nowadays are using cell phones and various tablet computers and other computers and televisions. All these technological items, which makes our life very interesting and helps assist with many tasks we go about throughout the day, produce a blue light. And this blue light stimulates our pineal gland and changes the amount of melatonin that's produced. Melatonin is a natural chemical in our brain that helps us get sleepy as the day goes on, especially at night when it's time to go to sleep. In addition, people should eat a proper diet. And in addition to that, like I said earlier, therapy and exercises help a person sleep at night. So one should exercise daily as this helps improve sleep. Medications that can help improve sleep. First one is melatonin. Again, it's a natural medication or chemical in our brain, and one can get melatonin over the counter. Still best to talk to your doctor first before starting on your own, at least so your doctor's aware that you're going to start melatonin. But one should take melatonin about an hour or two before the planned time to go to sleep, because it helps get you relaxed and helps you go to sleep and takes time to work. One just can't swallow melatonin and expect to fall into a deep sleep with lots of good dreams within 10 minutes. No, melatonin takes an hour or two to work to help someone kind of calm down to fall asleep. And other medication, which was originally used as an antidepressant, but has been found to help in sleep kind of offhand. A lot of the research articles on sleep don't necessarily show some of these medications truly help sleep, but you'll see them used a lot in the hospital setting because in many patients it appears to help. So trazodone, again, is a medication, prescription medication that can help a person fall asleep. And most patients report not having any lingering effects of being tired in the morning. Again, it's prescription because there are some side effects, but most patients tolerate trazodone really well. Then there's a class of medications called Z drugs, such as Zolpidem. It's one of its brand names is Ambien. For a brain injury patient, we generally do not try using Ambien or Zolpidem for sleep. It can have a lot of lingering effects in the morning. It can increase someone's fall risk, and sometimes it may even impair that neuro recovery. Other medications like benzodiazepines, such as Xanax or Valium, just stay away from. They're not good to use with sleep. And we don't want people addicted to these medications, and they delay neuro recovery. I think you'll find trazodone probably works the best. You could start slow at a 25 milligram dose nightly, and you can keep working up to 50 milligrams, 75, 100. You just keep an eye, you see how patients do. If sleep continually does not improve as a patient's improving, then you may want to consider getting a sleep study. A sleep study can ensure that a patient does or does not have sleep apnea. If a patient has sleep apnea, oftentimes a patient will get a machine at night that they kind of just put a little over their nose, and it helps them breathe easier at night, helps that oxygen go in and out, in and out. Because if one has sleep apnea, the heart has to work harder to try to pump more oxygen to the brain because there's less oxygen coming in. And, you know, if your brain's not getting oxygen and all the nutrients it needs, it's going to take longer to heal. So one should make sure after an extended course of kind of just trying some medication such as melatonin or trazodone and improving their sleep hygiene, one could consider getting a sleep study to see if there are any other issues going on or illnesses related to sleep, such as sleep apnea. If someone says you snore a lot at night, you might have sleep apnea. That's another reason to get a sleep study, to get that checked out. So this is a little summary of sleep and how important sleep is to the recovery process. And just imagine someone who hasn't had a brain injury, if they were up all night or only got a few hours of sleep, they often have headaches. They often have mood complaints. They often move a little slower. And so now imagine that a patient with a traumatic brain injury has sleep issues. Not only are they dealing with any of the structural damage that was caused during a brain injury, which can cause mood issues and memory issues and headaches, but now they're also dealing with lack of sleep, which just kind of in a sense adds fuel to the fire, as they say. So it's very important to get sleep regulated as quickly as possible. So just remember, a good night's sleep is healthy for all people, and it's important to get sleep on track as soon as possible. So here's to good sleep and good dreams. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.